Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Raines family up, amen, and they're going to be singing When My Heart Is Overwhelmed. I know it's going to be a blessing to you, and we appreciate once again you tuning in to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast.
In this dark place of fear, I look for refuge. In this tumult and this storm, I look for rest. I seek for the shadow of your wings. Lord, the peace you give is best. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me higher to the rock where I know that I can stand. You're my strength and my salvation, my strong tower, and I'm held in the palm of your hand. I'll sing praise unto your name, and your goodness I'll proclaim, even when the waves of fear are all around. When I am overwhelmed, I'll run to you. I'll not yield to the stronghold of worry. I will cling to the promises you've made.
I tell you, folks, that's beautiful. I tell you, I'm thankful today that we have a place that we can go. When you're overwhelmed, you can run to Jesus, amen. And he's going to be there for you. He'll never leave you. The Bible said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I don't know who that's for today, but maybe somebody out there needed to hear that, that the Lord's going to be there for you. Maybe you're overwhelmed. Maybe you're in that place today, and you're overwhelmed, and you need the Lord's help. I'm going to tell you something. You can call on God anywhere you're at, and the Lord God of heaven will be there to help you, friend. We're going to turn now our attention to the message. This is going to be part number three of the sermon that we preached at the church, entitled "He Will Ride Again." And I think it's going to be a blessing to you. Amen. We've been talking about the Lord's triumphal entry and how that the Lord, his first visit, his first appointment was with the borrowed womb, talking about Miss Mary. And then we know about the borrowed tomb. And now we're going to look a little bit farther into the message, and we're going to go to a live recording at this time from the Hooper's Creek Baptist Church. This is part number three. Hebrews chapter number 9, verse 22. "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission." I want to say on this day, Jesus came riding through the eastern gate of Jerusalem. He came riding the colt, the foal of an ass. And the Bible says over in Luke chapter 19, verse 37, "And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." I will say, friend, that on his first ride, he had an appointment with the manger, but this time he had an appointment with Mount Calvary. And Jesus, as he came into Jerusalem that day, knew that it was not going to be long until he is going to have a cross upon his back. It wouldn't be long until Jesus would be whipped and beaten unrecognizably with a cat of nine tails and die for the sins of man. Jesus Christ, while being carried by the donkey, was sitting upon that donkey, the spotless, the sinless Lamb of God, who had an appointment with Calvary, had an appointment to die. You say, "Preacher, why did he have to come? Why did he have to die?" Because you and I are sinners, amen. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. On his first ride, he had an appointment with the manger. But this time, he had an appointment with Mount Calvary. Jesus dying, the death hung his head and gave up the ghost and was taken from the old rugged tree to a freshly hewn tomb where no man had ever been laid. But thank God. Aren't you glad this morning we can look at the scriptures and we can point to the fact that, hey, that tomb is empty, thank God. On that third and glorious morning, Jesus Christ, he got up from the tomb, amen, alive, victorious over death, hell, and the grave, amen. Can I tell you, on his first trip, he had to die, but he ain't going to die no more, amen. Jesus Christ will ride again, thank God. Hallelujah. Don't worry. You say, "Preacher, how bad? That's awful." I'm going to tell you that, but he's going to ride again, thank God. You might be saying, "What? How's Jesus going to ride again?" Number three. When Jesus comes to earth again, what day will he ride again? I don't know when he's going to ride again. No one knows the day or the hour. I'm talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to get this mixed up. I'm not talking about the rapture. We're waiting on the greatest event since the coming of Jesus. Amen. You say, "What are we talking about?" I'm talking about the rapture of the church, friend. One of these days, amen, when the trumpet sounds, amen, and the dead in Christ is going to get up, and we're going to leave, and those which are alive and remain, we're going to leave this world, amen, and we're going to go be with Jesus. You say, "What is that?" That's the great assembly. That's the great assembly. What are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you, God's going to get his bride together, hallelujah, and we're going to assemble in glory. You say, "What are we doing?" We're getting ready for the battle. There's a battle getting ready to take place. You say, "I don't read that." I'm going to tell you something. There's a battle getting ready to take place, friend. Amen. When the Lord comes this second time. Now, listen, that first journey, that first trip into Bethlehem was a peaceful journey. He came in the borrowed womb. That second ride he had, amen, going into Jerusalem. Amen. Boy, there's peace there. Perfect peace. Amen. Then they crucified Christ on the cross. And in the tomb, he laid in a borrowed tomb. But then he got up. Can I tell you, 40 days later? Somebody, a lot of Christians miss that right there. Jesus Christ arose from the tomb, and guess what? He just didn't disappear. Oh, no.
He spent 40 days with them, amen. Walking and talking, amen, appearing and disappearing, amen. And Jesus, look here, it was undeniable. I was reading a book there a while back talking about artifacts and different things, and they were talking about the Word of God and this group of critics, amen, critical thinkers. If you're critical about the Bible, you're going to be critical about everything. These critical thinkers, man, were thinking about the Word of God. They was trying to tear it down because of timelines and all kinds of other things, but there were some things that they ran into that posed a problem. The one thing that they ran into was they had the evidence in the Word of God that they read, but they also had evidence in the ground. You say, what are you talking about? Every time they begin to dig, they begin to find an artifact. Every time they begin to look, they begin to find the scene. They can't deny what they're discovering. Matching the Word of God all the time. Matching the Word. That book's true, friend. I don't care who's saying it. It's the truth, amen, from cover to cover. That's a holy inspired book, amen. Amen. There ain't nobody in the world could do what our God's done. I'll tell you something right now. That book's the truth. And it tells you about a right Savior. Some of you guys been dibbling and dabbling in the worldly things. I tell you, you're crazy. Best thing you do is get a hold of a book that's true. Amen. Stay with a God that loves you. Amen. Stay with a God that's alive. Yeah. And stick with it. Amen. Praise God. You'll be amazed what happens. I'm telling you, though, this thing get ready to change. Amen. This thing get ready. He came riding those two journeys. I believe he was riding a donkey. But not this next time. No, no, no. I talked to you about the rapture church. And while that's going to be a piece of oil, maybe the church is going to get out of here. There's going to be 7 years tribulation period where everything, well, I'm telling you what, the world's going to fall apart. You know why? Because, man, the God of heaven's raining judgment upon the face of the earth. You think these people, somebody said it this morning, somebody talked to me about, they was mad. I believe it was, I can't remember who it was. They was talking about how people were mad that God's not doing anything. What? Do you want God to do something? Look here, I'm going to remind you that God opened in the Old Testament, that God opened up the ground and swallowed up a whole massive group of people. You don't want God to speak upon the sin and the hell that's going on. You don't want that to take place. What we're living in right now, the reason why that you don't see God responding loudly is because, man, of grace. God's giving you an opportunity to get right with Him. God's giving you, He is long-suffering. He's giving you an opportunity to respond. Don't take that for granted, friend. God's still on the throne. We're in that time period. This is where we're at. We're in that time period of Lot's day. As it were in the days of Noah, as it were in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the coming of the Son of Man be. Well, there was a time, y'all remember the negotiation between Abraham and God. God, if they be 50, if they be 20, he gets on there and God, if they be 10, would you spare Sodom? We're slowly seeing that increase of decline of spiritual righteousness. And what you're seeing is this, God's baby being negotiated with. God, is it still, you know why America is still America right now? Because you guys are sitting in the pews. Because you guys still love God. That's the reason why God hadn't rained fire and brimstone upon us. There's still a remnant, amen. There's still a group of people that loves God. There's still a group of people. Listen, God's still on the throne. And that same God that rained fire and brimstone on Sodom is the same God sitting on the throne today. Amen. Don't you be mistaken of the quietness of the things of God right now, because God is coming.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.